producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. And today, folks, is Mardi Gras. And I know when I was going through my listing of February events, I left it off, so please forgive me that. But Mardi Gras is specifically Fat Tuesday. So it's the day before Lent starts, so you're allowed to indulge yourself in about basically, I suppose, anything you want. Are you a fan of Mardi Gras, Jacob?
I don't know a lot about it. I've never been to it or anything, so.
Oh, well, all right,
cool.
Let me tell you. It is. It's kind of a bacchanal, and it actually, people think it started in New Orleans. I think it actually started in Memphis, as I recall, which I didn't know until I'd seen a documentary about it. And it's that if you live in Brazil, which, of course, neither of us do, that Carnival has been going on for the last couple of days. And the idea is that you have this celebration. It's kind of like my sister. She's always battling her weight, I suppose, as are most people. But just before she goes on a diet, she'll always know when she's going on a diet because she'll be eating everything in sight, cookies and fudge and pizza and barbecue wings and everything. And I said, well, why are you doing that? She said, well, because I'm going on a diet tomorrow. And I said, well, yeah, but that means all you've got to do is take off those extra pounds. But that apparently is not part of the thought process. But Carnival is kind of an acceptance that we're going to have 40 days of Lent. And I haven't actually decided. Most years in the last, like, 20 or so, maybe even more than that, I've given up chocolate for Lent. Because, in theory, what you're supposed to do, I do it not for religious reasons, to be quite honest. I do it because I'm always asking you guys to do things that are difficult, you know, to think about things differently or to behave differently. And I understand change is really difficult. And so my kind of concession to that, or my kind of... it's not really concession. It's kind of an empathic kind of behavior. Is because basically, for most of my life, I've worked out a lot. I don't really. I've never smoked. I don't drink. I eat relatively healthy. So the kinds of things that people traditionally do to sort of say, okay, I'm going to make my life better, are really not terribly relevant. So it's my major indulgence, I would sort of argue at this moment, is chocolate. So most years I give up chocolate. And some years it's gone very well, and some years I feel so sorry for myself that I do, like I'll eat everything else, you know, around, or I'll eat all the sweets I can sort of find. And every once in a while there'd be things like the station used to do, well, Valentine's Day this year, right? Chocolate. Sort of, I mean, you know, Mardi Gras today, Valentine's Day is this weekend, so I have to decide what I'm going to do about that. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't do any good, and people have said to me, well, no one knows. But if you're going to do something like this, you know, I mean, you do it because it makes some sense to you. I mean, you're not cheating on yourself doesn't make a difference. I mean, you know, why would you do that? All righty. So, 855-993-7569. All right, I will ask you, Jacob, because I don't think you and I talked about, did you watch the Super Bowl?
I didn't, actually.
Yeah, that's sort of vaguely what I remember. It just was not your thing particularly, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like football, but I didn't really care much about either of the teams, and I don't know. I had to work anyways, so.
Well, I mean, saying you like football and not watching the Super Bowl seems a little bit contradictory, but I suppose I'll let you.
Well, I mostly like watching the Packers.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. So you have, if your team isn't playing, if it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen, right?
Pretty much.
Well, I don't know if you heard, Manny and I, last year Manny and I had a bet, which I lost ignominiously, and had to send him a check, which was, you know, kind of difficult. And so this year we had a gentleman's bet because, he didn't want to take my money, and because he actually gave me 7 points, and he was choosing the Panthers, and I was choosing, you know, Panthers and Packers are awfully close in terms of how you pronounce them, but
true.
You couldn't make that leap, right?
Right.
No leap. All right. And so then when, you know, I actually sent him a text at halftime saying, ta-da! And then when the game was over, I said, didn't we bet $10? But we didn't. But I got bragging rights. So.
There you go.
Was he looking appropriately subdued?
Yeah. He's looking pretty bummed out.
Yeah, good. That's what we live for. All right, so 855-993-7569. So people didn't put up anything about their favorite Super Bowl commercial, huh?
No, not yet.
I think if they haven't, they're probably not going to. I didn't think the Super Bowl commercials were very good this year.
Yeah.
I liked the one with Willem Dafoe being transposed into Marilyn Monroe when he had a Snickers. I thought that was very clever. Apparently, other people didn't. I thought the one with the dogs, the dachshunds dressed as hot dogs was somehow upsetting. I didn't like that one at all. But I did like the one that said don't let the water run when you brush your teeth. But you didn't watch that one. I thought that was terrific because it's true. I mean, I figured out there just under 112 million people who watch the Super Bowl. And if any proportion of those stop having the water run when they're brushing their teeth, they use 4 gallons when you do that.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, exactly. And there are people who don't get 4 gallons of fresh water a week. So if any portion of those 112 million people, and most of us brush our teeth at least twice a day, so if you figure that's 8 gallons, say even 10 gallons, maybe half the people brush their teeth 3 times a day. I mean, that's a lot of water being saved. So
yeah.
I think all of us should do that. As I said, I've been doing that for a while just because my daughter, who works for EPA, a couple of years ago said, Mom, so I've stopped doing that. And you don't need the water. It just runs down the sink. So all of us should. And it was Colgate. So number one, I think we should all not run the water when we're brushing our teeth. Just you rinse your toothbrush, do your mouth, rinse it again. You can have a sip of water, spit it out, and we're saving 4 gallons of fresh water every time you do that, which is a lot.
Yeah.
So that's number one. And number two, I think because Colgate sponsored the ad, I'm now a fan of Colgate's. All right, so there we go. All right, so for those of you who think that the political season is just too icky, I would remind you that on this day in 1825, no candidate received a majority of the electoral votes. So the House of Representatives elected John Quincy Adams. I mean, that's kind of depressing, don't you think, in some ways? Okay, so we have a president that nobody actually wanted very much. Oh, well. It turns out that the original name of volleyball was Mintonette. I don't even know what that means. Mm-hmm. But it was invented in 1895 by William Morgan. Volleyball, Mintonette. There you go. In 1942, daylight savings time was reinstated as a wartime measure to help conserve energy resources. I think we don't like. I think we just should stay on one time all year. It drives me nuts. So, this day, the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. They had 73 million viewers across the U.S.
Wow,
73 million. Well, you figure the Super Bowl only had what? 60,000 more than that, and that's worldwide.
Oh.
So just to put it in perspective, I think it was actually the most viewed thing in America ever. The one for, I know at one point the all-time record was Elvis Presley's Blue Hawaii had the most viewers ever. I don't know if that's still held up.
Hmm.
I actually have a great question for you. At one point, I did an online video chat. This was very early on. It's with one of my books, and I did it with ABC. And they were the only ones doing it at the time. And my show did very well. But this is a question I will ask you guys of who had the most. I think I had the third highest. Guess who number one and number two were? You'll never guess. Well, you might. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we're doing all sorts of things. We're doing February is love month, so a lot of the things we put up on Facebook have to do with love and marriage and arguing and children and stepchildren and money and divorce and remarriage and dating, stuff like that. But we're also... we're also pretty responsive to what's going on in the world. And one of my favorite things from last week was a press conference with Barbara Bush and Jeb Bush, in which she said to him, "You need to interrupt people more. You know I brought you up to be polite, but this is ridiculous." And she actually did take a swipe at one of the candidates. I'm sure you can figure out who said, you know, that this should be about important stuff and rather than people just bragging on themselves. Who won a lot of publicity. We don't know who she was referring to. So I thought that we would ask, what did your mom give you any surprising advice? And I shared that my mom had said to me that when I was very young, and I mean I was like 12 or 13, and I was in a couple of grades ahead of myself, so I was by far and away the youngest. So I really didn't date very much, partially because nobody asked me out, and partially because I don't know why. My parents were not very much in favor of it, and my mother had all sorts of awful things that she would do to any swain who ended up sort of coming over. She would invite him for dinner and then serve watermelon and fried chicken in the dining room. And there's, you know, how do you eat that? Do you use fork and knife or with your fingers? And if you're a 15-year-old boy, you haven't sort of figured that out. And so she would, I mean, and then she would sort of afterwards, she wouldn't actually say, "I don't think he's for you." She'd just say, "He seemed very awkward." Some guy had called me on a Saturday morning to invite me someplace, and again, I really wasn't dating, and people didn't call that often. And I said, "So, what did you say?" I said, "He asked me out." And she said, "What did you say?" I said, "No." And she said, "Well, don't you like him?" I said, "No, I do like him." She said, "Don't you want to go out with him?" "Yeah, I do want to go out with him." "So why'd you say no?" "Well, because he called me on a Saturday morning, and he should call me before that if he's asking me out for Saturday night. You know, I don't want to be, you know, that third or fourth choice." And she said, "Go with the creep and look over the crop." I don't know I don't think even in my generation that we did that kind of thing. I mean, you didn't go with one guy and kind of scout out who else was there. And I don't know whether her generation did it or not, but I desperately, clearly remember that advice, which I thought was interesting but not very useful advice. She also said things like expensive clothes and cheap clothes are exactly the same except for the price tag, which is not true at all. It took me a long time to sort that out. All right, so did your mom ever give you any surprising advice? It doesn't make any difference whether it was useful or not. It was just surprising.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking of that while you were talking. The only thing I could really come up with was the advice of going to school. It's not really necessarily surprising, but looking back on it, it's like, I will venture to say I'm a fairly talented musician and wanted to kind of just work and play music and see where it went. And she kind of convinced me to go to school, which put me in a lot of debt. Not her fault, but looking back, it's kind of like, yeah.
Well, but it certainly gives you more options, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you wish you hadn't done it? Do you wish you hadn't gotten to school?
Yeah, it's a tough call. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for that, you know, going through that experience. But there were definitely a lot of things that, I mean, it was a vocational school that wasn't accredited. So,
oh dear.
Private loans and none of the credits transferred to a lot of universities. And,
ooh.
It was a music
school. Well, it sounds like the idea about going to school wasn't a bad idea. Just where you went to school, you probably could have gotten slightly
probably,
better advice.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so mom had the right idea, just the, yeah. She wasn't specific enough,
right.
Or somebody else wasn't specific enough.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see what other people have said about surprising advice from their mom. I suppose I could have included dad as well.
Right. Marie says, "Be polite, kind, and considerate. Never interrupt. Listen and wait for your turn. What happened to manners in this world? It seems to me rudeness gets too much attention."
Well, rudeness has always gotten a lot of attention. But I think you're right that manners are not taught as much. In fact, I know in San Diego, just because I have a sister who lives out there, they're now beginning to teach manners in school because they figure they're really not being taught at home. Not only manners, but etiquette. Like which fork to use and how to address different people and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, But that would seem to me not surprising advice that moms would say, you know, be kind and be polite. But I hear what you're saying. I think it's become much more unusual for parents to actually say that. And, you know, I attribute part of it, unfortunately, to working parents. And so then when parents have time with their kids, they tend to be less strict, I think, which is a mistake. I think kids really do need structure. I don't think strict or easy is necessarily the issue, but I think structure, consistency, rules that are explained and understandable are important. I mean, I've been in theater where kids talk in the middle of a Broadway play, certainly in movies, running around restaurants screaming and yelling, people talking on their cell phones when there are big signs saying no cell phones. But those are adults as well as kids. But I think that's where kids learn manners. If they don't learn it from their parents, they aren't going to learn it. Okay.
Okay. Nancy says, I came back from my honeymoon and she told me not to wear it out. Needless to say, I was really embarrassed and surprised that she said that.
Wow. I assume that she meant her lady parts.
Must.
Wow. That reminds me, I was at a wedding once, and when the bride and the groom left, the bride's mother the groom's mother was saying goodbye to the couple, and said to the bride, be gentle with him. I don't know if that's a way to send somebody off on their honeymoon.
Yeah. Oh man.
Bad advice from your husband, you know. take care of him. I think it's supposed to go the other way around, but maybe not. All right, keep going.
Jennifer, surprise advice, to clarify for everyone, means something that you wouldn't expect. Kindness, etc., is expected advice. When I was in fourth grade, my mother said, be different, stand out, be unique, even if it's scary, be brave. Don't try to fit in, and whatever the popular kids are doing, don't do it. This advice has served me well. And in awkward years, yes, took bravery, brought some challenges, but I'm glad I stuck to my guns. I respect who it helped me to become. I'm eternally grateful to you, Mom. I miss you, rock on, wherever you are, and I know that I love you.
Okay, I agree with you that surprising advice means, I think sometimes people just read things quickly and sort of miss some of the subtleties. But I think that's, you know, be yourself, but don't go along with the crowd. But good for her, good for you. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, you Pete.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
My mind, I am, just to lay the basics here, I'm 60 years old, and I am currently married, separated from my wife for 9 years.
Whoa! Why haven't we bothered to go ahead and get divorced?
Insurance.
Oh,
I've
honey.
Got diabetes and ruptured discs, and I have insurance from her, which, and I've tried, believe me, to get decent insurance outside of the marriage. Can't be done.
Well, even indecent insurance is probably better than being tied, both of you being tied up in a situation where you're not really together, but you're not really apart.
Well, we live separately. We've been,
But, honey, you're still married to each other.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey, there are insurance companies. There are other people who have medical problems to get divorced, and it may cost you a little bit more out of your pocket, but a little less out of your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're making a mistake here, I think, but go ahead with why we're still married to somebody that we're not living with for insurance.
Well, that's the reason we're still married, and the other thing is, I come with a certain amount of guilt for breaking up breaking up a family.
Well, but Pete, realistically...
Oh, his mother and I get along very well.
Pete,
I don't need
Pete,
yes.
You can't have it both ways. You can't say, I'm not going to be with this woman, the only reason I'm with her is for insurance, and I feel guilty about breaking up the family. You already broke up the family 9 years ago. So whatever guilt, I mean, you're there for the insurance and some, what we call in the trade, subtext woo-woo. There is a reason you have not cut yourself loose from this woman. Part of it, I agree, may be financial. Part of it clearly is not, because you're throwing the guilt sink at me at this moment. I can hardly wait to see what the next sink is going to be, honey. Because look, you're doing something that allows you to stay in a state of limbo. You're neither married nor divorced. Do you date people?
I do.
Doesn't it make them nervous that you are still married to somebody else, which means no matter how fabulous they are, that you can't marry them?
Well, that's, of course, the problem.
Well, but how come I knew that problem before you told me? Because it's predictable. Does it occur to you that that may be not unintentional on your part? Now, not unintentional is not exactly the same as intentional. It kind of gets pretty close to it. But tell me what your question to me was before I got a little bit sticky about your situation. Yeah.
Well, my question was, I had pretty much given up on relationships after, this is my second marriage, and you know, I'm thinking I don't want to be a three-time loser here. And I was perfectly comfortable just dating, and the people that I was associated with knew who I was and what I was about.
Okay, so tell me what today's problem is, Pete.
Today's problem is I have a new partner who I'm very interested in who is completely on another planet based on me still being married. And she's very jealous and upset, and we can't get anywhere with a relationship like it is. So the question is, I mean, I could easily lose everything I have for medical reasons without my insurance.
Well, but Pete, what I certainly, that's not fair. You're sort of saying, I have this impossible woman who doesn't want to date me because I'm married to someone else. I don't view her as impossible at all, number one. Number two, you're then saying, okay, I either have this impossible woman who's making unreasonable demands, or I'm destitute.
If she was impossible or unreasonable.
Well, but Pete, what if you decided it makes no sense to be married to somebody I'm not living with, I don't love, that the deal is insurance. So what I have to do is figure out how to get insurance so that I am not medically destitute, and so that I can divorce this woman and continue to have my insurance. Now, And I don't know how you're going to do that. Presumably, one of the things that you do is that you go to the carrier with whom you've been covered for the last 9 years with your wife, because you're already covered with them. And you just figure out not how to change insurance companies, but how to convert from a family policy to an individual policy, because then there's not a pre-existing condition because you're already a client of theirs.
I didn't know that could work out.
Well, I don't know if it can either, but I think if I were in your shoes at this moment, given the fact that you're 61 and your life expectancy, presumably, if you take care of yourself, it's probably at least another 20 years on this planet, maybe more than that, if you don't want to continue to be in this limbo. And I would point out that any woman who is really serious about you is not going to be comfortable with the fact that you're married to somebody else. Deborah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I especially appreciate your stupid and cheerful advice. I take that a lot.
It does. It's amazing how often it works, doesn't it?
It does.
I'm so proud of myself for that.
But I'm in a situation where I can't quite use the stupid and cheerful advice. My daughter's 10, and she has a problem staying in her bed at night. She
Well, wait a minute. Before we go farther, does she have a problem staying in her bed, or does she have a problem getting into yours?
No, she has no problem getting into mine.
Well, that's the problem, honey.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, if getting out of bed at night meant she, you know, wandered around the house or stayed outside your room and slept or slept on the couch, it's not a great idea, but it's not awful. The problem is that you're reinforcing the behavior by taking her into your bed. So the issue is not, how do I get her to stay in her bed? Because you can't really do that. But the issue is you can make it unprofitable for her to get out of bed in that you're not going to put her in yours. And that's what you need to be doing.
Okay.
So this isn't about her behavior, my adorableness. It's about you.
I also had a question because and it probably all points back to, I think she's stressed out some because she was doing fine up until this point.
Okay, how many kids do you have?
I have two.
All right, and what's the age of the other?
12.
All right, so when did 10-year-olds start getting into your bed at night?
started maybe a month ago.
What happened in your... because she's a grown-up kid. I mean, relatively grown-up kid. What happened a month ago?
School started again. You know, the winter break was over.
Well, so what is her problem about school?
There's a boy that teases her, and it's very natural. I mean, the boy's just... He made a farting noise and then blamed it on her. But she's so timid and shy, it just horrified her. And I went in and, you know, I waited to see if, you know, just talking to her would take care of it. But it didn't. So I went in and talked to her teacher about
it. Major mistake.
Okay.
So we're now two for two, and that this isn't about your daughter, this is about you.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to support your daughter's timidity. It will not serve her well.
Okay.
And teasing is part of adolescence and childhood. And instead of saying to your daughter, oh, this is terrible, it's not terrible. It's probably a boy who has a crush on her and is teasing her to get her attention. And instead of helping her to focus on that and figuring out ways of dealing with it, you're making her feel that she can't take care of her own problems. And when you go to school, what will then happen is one of the kids will find out, because kids always find out about this,
okay.
And they'll say, wow, you're going to have your mom come and talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to sit down with your daughter and say, because your daughter's a high anxiety kid.
Yes.
Are you and dad together?
Yes.
Okay. What has there been a recent dislocation? Has somebody died? What's making your daughter more stressed than usual?
Probably my husband and I arguing some.
What are you arguing about?
Oh, finances, and we're working through it fine.
Well, then I think what you need to do is sit your 10-year-old down and say, look, Daddy and I are fussing at each other. It doesn't mean we're going to get a divorce unless it means you are, and then you've got to be honest with her about it. But Daddy and I want you to know that this is a perfectly normal way for adults to behave, and maybe the two of you need to sort of take your arguments outside, although I don't think it's terrible for kids to know that parents argue, as long as you're not saying horrible things to one another, and you're not, you're not threatening one another, doing anything particularly wretched.
No.
But the point being, to explain to your daughter that it's okay for mommies and daddies to argue. And that doesn't mean that anything awful is happening. And, you know, mommies and daddies tease each other in the same way that kids at school do. Let's figure out how you can feel strong. And if you feel that your daughter is just too timid, then I'd find her a therapist. But I'd stay away from going to school and fighting her battles for her. And I think at night she has to stay in bed. And what you can point out is you'll get her a book and she can write her feelings, but she can't come into your bed anymore. You need to have a discussion with your daughter today, okay? And reassure her that the marriage is solid and she's a good kid, and if she needs to talk with somebody about it, she can. Keep her out of your bed, and you stay out of school.
Yeah, I mean, look, all of us as parents have the sense that we want to protect our children. But what we need to understand is at what cost. And if we're protecting them, does that mean they're not protecting themselves? One of the ways of dealing with this is to sit your kid down and say, okay, what would you like me to do? Or if you had superpowers, what would you do at this moment? And hopefully we don't get a whole lot of smiting of the enemy. But going to the school seldom works because, as I said, the kids will find out and then they say, wow, you know, is your mommy going to come in and change your diapers? Quite often most schools now have zero tolerance for any kind of teasing or bullying, but it's a lot harder to enforce than you think it would be. All right. So what we need to do is empower our kids, make them strong, not have them reliant on us. It just doesn't work very well in the short run, let alone the long run. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking about advice that you got. I sort of chose mom. I suppose it could be really from anybody, but we just because Barbara Bush had publicly said to her son, interrupt more. And she was talking about the Republican presidential debates and feeling that because he was a good Southern boy, although technically I know he's governor of Florida, but they have houses in Kittybunkport, but I guess, do they consider themselves Texans? I don't know. She had him grow up with old-fashioned Eastern establishment manners, which is you don't interrupt people and you are deferential and polite at all times. And she was saying, well, you know, it depends what the circumstances are. Maybe sometimes that's not such a great idea. So it just inspired me to sort of say, all right, what kind of surprising information did your mom give it to you? I was just looking at a documentary that's going to be on HBO about Nora Ephron, whom I actually met Nora and Delia because they put out, I think Delia did. I think Nora may have been on it, though, as well. like 20 years ago, something called The Care and Feeding of Your Adolescent, which was some really fairly good advice about dealing with adolescents, but written in kind of a humorous way. And I remember interviewing, I think, both of them a bunch of years ago. But the documentary itself is really interesting, but the name of it is It's All Copy. And it turns out that was Nora's mom's advice to her when any of the kids would come home and say, you know, this guy didn't like me, or, you know, I lost my pencil, or the teacher didn't call on me, or any of the kind of tragedies that happened to kids. And her mother would, who apparently was not of the warm and fuzzy school of motherhood, would say it's all copy, meaning that from Nora's point of view, is that you can be the hero of your own life, that you can turn this, you don't have to be a victim. What I would interpret as the family was a family of writers, and so that everything that happens to you is part of, as Jacob was saying, a part of who makes you who you are. And so rather than viewing it as something tragic, that you can view it with the longer perspective of saying, it's part of what informs my life, my autobiography. So Nora and I actually had a slightly different interpretation of what her mother actually meant. But it's kind of unusual, instead of a mom saying, oh, you poor thing, saying, it's all copy, meaning it's all part of what makes you, from my point of view, who you are. From her point of view, it's, well, you know, so write about it. So don't be victimized. Which I guess in some ways are overlap. So let's see what other people have said about advice, unusual advice from your mom in this particular case.
Mm-hmm. So Mark says, she said, if you can't be good, be careful.
If you can't be good, be careful. That's advice to a son?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Kiana says, she told me that all men are jerks somehow, and that I need to find the kind of jerk that I can live with. She meant that nobody's perfect and that someone's particular imperfection will be just right for me alone.
Well, that's, I think, a very gentle and generous interpretation of that comment. I would, you know, that yeah. sort of falls into the line of all men are only after one thing, which I think is not true. But it's amazing how much parental advice, it's one of the reasons that I suggest that when you talk with your kids about sex, which I highly recommend, and doing it from the time they're two on, because at two they're not going to ask those embarrassing questions. If you wait till they're 15, they're probably going to know more about it than you do, but a lot of it's going to be wrong information, and they're going to ask those embarrassing questions, is that moms and dads do it together, so we don't further the myth that men and women are enemies with one another and are at a constant war about, among other things, sex. Because I think the idea that all men are jerks is not true, any more than all women are jerks. Or as one of our callers a couple weeks ago said, Jezebels. That once you get the statement that says all, you're probably on very slippery slope. We're talking about, because all, what does all mean when you've got so many variations in behavior and personality and upbringing and socialization and mores? You know, I could go on and on. So be careful about the all statements, or never, or always, because they tend not to be very accurate. There was one other, that all men are... I was trying to think my grandmother's advice, which of course I completely ignored. I mean, I love my grandmother dearly, and she was really one of the pillars of my life. But she said it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as a poor man. I don't think that's true, among other things. But she had, it's amazing the advice that people will pass on without actually thinking about it, and the assumption is that it really came from their family as well, usually their mothers. And it's amazing. I suppose part of it, I'm trying to think of advice comes from fathers. Maybe we should put up on Facebook, Jacob, what advice did your father give you? Because we'd already put up mother. Yeah. And I wonder if father's advice is different. I think though it was my mother. The other piece of advice she said is get a teaching degree so it's something you can always fall back on. And I remember thinking at the time, shouldn't teaching be a calling? Shouldn't that be something that you really want to do, that you're really inspired to do it, as opposed to, well, I can't do what I really want to do, so I'll do this. Doesn't speak very well for the inspiration of teachers. But let's put up to see if Dad, I'm trying to think if my dad actually gave me advice. He said, you're too young to get married, which is probably true, but I ignored it. my favorite sort of, except it wasn't actually advice, one of my favorite memories of my dad, because he walked me down the aisle, and I was all of 19. And he was really, he didn't oppose that my fiancé, he just opposed me getting married quite so young. And he was probably right. Although, you know, there were advantages and disadvantages, but as he was walking me down the aisle, for some reason I decided that it was not bride-like to have a Kleenex, because I'd been a little weepy beforehand, and I decided that bride should not walk down the aisle with a Kleenex, for reasons that completely elude me at this moment. And so I'm walking to the aisle, I'm holding on to my bouquet, and holding on to my father's arm, and before you got to the main aisle, there was a pillar. And my father, who is, I mean, I was his oldest child, his firstborn, first to get married, and he was probably more nervous than I was, or at least as nervous. And so just before we get to the pillar, he's saying, right or left, right or left, right or left, which just struck me as hilarious. And so I started laughing. And if you've been sobbing and you start laughing, what happens is your nose starts running. So I got up to the altar, and my sister puts back my veil, and I'm saying, I'm mouthing to her, Kleenex, and to my new groom, Kleenex. So we turned around. People said, oh, she's glowing. I wasn't glowing. I was glistening. There was, never mind. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.